There's something you should know about the others. Who are the others? People be like,
No, don't listen to Biscuit Guy. He tried to convert you to Rafidi Shia Islam. Then you go to hell.
Hey, you want to become Shia? Good for you. But that's not the purpose. See, there are many Shias who don't want unity, are hell-bent on focusing on our differences and cursing the other sects, have a I'm right and you're wrong kind of arrogant attitude, who don't really care for the oppressed people in the world, don't generally have a spiritual connection to Allah or the Holy Prophet. Their akhlaq is poor, and the Quran and the Sunnah isn't really a deeply embedded part of their lives. If you're gonna become Shia, please don't become one of these Shias. But wait, there's also some Sunnis who don't want unity, are hell-bent on focusing on our differences and cursing the other sects, have a I'm right and you're wrong kind of arrogant attitude, who don't really care for the oppressed people in the world, don't generally have a spiritual connection to Allah or the Holy Prophet. Their akhlaq is poor, and the Quran and the Sunnah isn't really a deeply embedded part of their lives. These two groups exist within apparently religious people within the Sunni and the Shia schools of thought. You see, you'll slowly start to realize that out of these two groups, you'll find a small majority who are actually, genuinely, truly believing Muslims. They want unity, recognizing it to be a principle of the religion. Don't curse or abuse the other sects or their respected personalities. They are religious, they take their deen seriously, and at the same time, their attitude is humble. They genuinely care for the oppressed people, especially the Muslims, such as in Palestine or Iraq or Yemen or Bahrain or Pakistan or Kashmir. They have a spiritual connection to Allah and the Holy Prophet. Their akhlaq is good, and the Quran and the Sunnah is a deeply embedded part of their lives. These are the Muslims from amongst the Sunnis and the Shias who abide by the Quran when it says, "And hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah, and be not divided among yourselves." Now, some people come forward and say, "Hey, why are you referring to yourself as Shia? We should neither be Shia or Sunni. I'm a Sushi." After all, the Holy Quran says, "Say, bear witness that we are Muslim." Now, where does it say, "Say, we are Sunni or we are Shia"? Furthermore, the Holy Quran states, "Surely they who divided their religion into parts and became sects, you have no concern with them." Presenting this verse, some people come forward and say, by saying Sunni or Shia, you are dividing the religion into sects. Therefore, you should only say that we are Muslim. I get what you're trying to say, but the reality is there are differences, undeniably. And each school of thought has its own principled reasoning for why these differences exist. But does Allah want us to be disunited because of them, or does He want us to be united despite them? Allah Himself created differences amongst mankind. The Holy Quran says, "O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another." Allah Himself has created us into groups in terms of our natural disposition and also ideological differences so that we may know one another. And how do we know who's the best of us? Allah says the best of us are those who are most careful of their duty, those who are the most God-conscious, not the one who is the most Shia or the most Sunni. And mankind was not but one community, united in religion, but then they differed. Had it not been for a word that went forth before from thy Lord, their differences would have been settled between them. Allah has made the right path absolutely clear, but we created differences. We are the ones who differed. These differences have remained. Why? Not so that we can be preoccupied in squabbling amongst each other, but rather so that we can learn to embrace and accept one another despite these differences. The Holy Quran says, "To each of you we prescribed a law and a method, and if Allah had pleased, we would have made you all one nation, but He intended to test you in what He has given you. So race to all that is good. Compete in righteous acts with one another. Try and be the best in performing prayers. Race to give charity. Strive to recite more Quran. Be the best that you can be." Now tell me, where does Allah say we created differences between you so that you may argue with one another? Where does He say we created you from tribes and nations so that you may prove that you're right and others are wrong? Where does He say, "Say, it's my way or the highway"? Wait. Now, I'm not saying that Allah has not created one perfect right path. He has. Even two brothers living in the same house with the same upbringing will never believe in exactly the same thing. Allah guides whom He pleases. The point is that we have to learn how to maintain our own identity while at the same time being one ummah, as the Quran and the Ahadith tell us. These Muslims recognize what the Holy Quran is trying to tell us and they act upon it. The others, whether Sunni or Shia, are the ones who are dividing their religion up into sects about whom the Holy Quran warns us. Surely they who divided their religion into parts and became sects, you have no concern with them. And so we have no concern with these other Muslims, whether they call themselves Shia or Sunni. Neither of them follow the Quran, neither of them follow the Sunnah or the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. Imam Khomeini warned us that those who sow discord between Muslims are neither Sunni nor Shia. They are agents of the superpowers and work for them. But these beautiful people in the middle, these are the believers. Some say I follow the Shia school of thought and some say I follow the Sunni school of thought. And both recognize that there's nothing wrong with that as long as we are all Muslims. And thus we have made you a medium, just balanced nation. They understand that they do have differences, but those differences never mislead them to think that the other is a disbeliever or that they are not Muslim. Islam is inclusive. We are the ones who make it exclusive.
Join the club, this is a Sunni masjid. Join the club, this is a Shia masjid.
There is only one club, my friends. Its name is Islam and its members are called Muslims. Within that club, yeah, there's loads of differences. We love those differences. Those differences are nothing but an opportunity to get to know one another. The Holy Quran states, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah and those with him are firm of heart against the unbelievers, compassionate amongst themselves. If you want to recognize who is truly on the path of the Holy Prophet, then look at those who are inclusive and compassionate amongst the Muslims, who recognize that the club of Islam has enemies and they oppose those enemies. Our messenger is one, our book is one, and our enemies are many. Imam Khomeini once said that we Muslims are bickering about whether or not to fold our arms in prayer while the enemy is plotting how to cut our arms off. At any given point in Islamic history, Islam and Muslims have had ideological and military enemies. Today is the same. Afghanistan is a Sunni majority country. Iraq is a Shia majority. Palestine is a Sunni majority. Bahrain is a Shia majority. But don't you see that all of these have a common enemy attacking them? As a Muslim, do you not feel responsible to unite and fight against those enemies, whether through speech or through action? Did the Holy Prophet not say, "One who wakes up in the morning and is not concerned with the affairs of the Muslims is not a Muslim"? If you don't care, then you're not even a Muslim, let alone Shia or Sunni. If you want to know who's truly on the path of the Holy Prophet, then look at those who truly care about the Muslims globally. They don't just say, "Oh, that doesn't concern me. I'm living in a different country." No. The Holy Prophet said, the Muslim Ummah is like a body. When one part is hurt, the rest of the body will be affected with sleeplessness and fever. Do you lose sleep over the pain of the Palestinians? Do you feel feverish when you think of the suffering of the Bahrainis? If so, then you're in the club. If not, then call yourself whatever you like. We have got to realize that any attack or insult on any Muslim out there is an attack and an insult to me, you. But when we see innocent Muslims being attacked, ideologically or militarily, what do? We start attacking one another. When global news media outlets misrepresent Muslims and present them as terrorists, some Shia Muslims come forward and say,
"But that's not us, that's Sunni Muslims. They're the bad guys, not us."
When videos are spread on the internet showing people performing self-flagellation and bloodletting ceremonies, some Sunni Muslims say,
"Oh, that's not us, that's crazy Shia Muslims. They're the crazy ones, not us."
When cartoonists come forward and insult the Holy Prophet and his wives, some Shia Muslims come forward and say,
"Oh, well, those insults are based on Sunni books, not our books."
What are you doing? Why are you doing that? If the Muslim Ummah does not have feet to stand on, it's because we're so busy shooting ourselves in the foot. That's why Ayatollah Khamenei has said, insulting figures and symbols celebrated by Sunni brethren, including the wife of the Prophet of Islam, is prohibited. And even then, you have some Sunnis coming forward and saying,
"No, I don't believe that. I've seen some Shias cursing."
And some Shias coming forward and saying,
"I don't believe that. I'll curse all I want. See?
As Muslims, whether Sunni or Shia, we have got to come forward and recognize who the true others are.
Ayatollah Sistani has also stated, "Do not say that they are our brothers. Rather say they are ourselves."
If to be Sunni means to follow the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet, then there was no bigger Sunni than Imam Ali. And if to be a Shia means to be a lover of Imam Ali, then there was no bigger Shia than the Holy Prophet. Make sure you share this video with 10 others, and don't forget to leave your thoughts in the comments section.